If you've relied on your local bartender for the perfect cocktail in the past and never quite sharpened your own mixing skills, now is the perfect time to pay attention. A new book from a Wisconsin author provides the history and recipes to do just that. We're talking to the author and we're taking your questions. What do you get wrong when you're mixing drinks? What do you want to know about improving the standards you've got? On standby, call 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org to be part of this conversation. Our guest is Jeanette Hurt. She's a writer who explores culture through the lens of drink, food, and travel. She's written several books, including her latest, Wisconsin Cocktails. Jeanette, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Every state has those unique food and drink traditions, but it does feel like Wisconsin has quite a few signature drinks or things that are really related to this drink culture. Is that a fair assessment?
That is definitely a fair assessment. And one of the most interesting things I have found is when you're talking about states and drinks, you have certain states that have, quote unquote, a signature cocktail or unofficial cocktail, but not everybody has heard of it or tried it. And it's not that way in Wisconsin. Except for maybe New Orleans, I don't think there's a place on the planet that has as many cocktails as we do or as rich a history.
And that we feel so connected to, that we claim as our own.
Oh, yes, definitely. And it's one of those things, once we like something, we take it on and we make it our own. And that's probably the one that everyone thinks of is the Wisconsin Old Fashioned, which is usually a brandy Old Fashioned. But if you go anyplace else, you order an Old Fashioned, and it's whiskey, usually rye, bitters, sugar, that's it. Here in Wisconsin, if you order an Old Fashioned, the bartender will ask you a series of questions. Do you want brandy or do you want whiskey? And do you want it sweet or sour or pressed? And so, then you get into the garnishes. And one of the funniest stories I heard was I interviewed a bartender up at Elkhart Lake, and he had a guy order a vodka Old Fashioned with olives. And this guy says, well, I've been ordering them this way for 40 years. And the bartender said, yeah, well, I've been making them for 40 years, and this is the first time I've heard of it. But the moral of that story is you can make an old-fashioned any way you want here.
Wow. But Wisconsinites tend to have strong opinions about the old-fashioned. I mean, you have an entire chapter on it. Is there a right version for the old-fashioned?
I would say probably the most popular version is a brandy old-fashioned sweet, garnished with cherries and orange. But people will then say, no, I want olives in it, as I mentioned, or I want pickled onions, or no, I want it made with bourbon and I want it sour. But the most popular is a brandy old-fashioned sweet. And, of course, the sweet refers to the sweet soda that you put on top, which is either Sprite or 7-Up. If you want it sour, they add Squirt or they add their own sour mix and seltzer. And if you want it pressed, you have an equal amount of sweet and an equal amount of club soda.
Is there a variety or a variation that you would recommend, even if people are kind of like, I like my traditional brandy old fashioned, if we're going to step out and try something else, what would you recommend?
Well, the first thing I would say is if you like brandy, then you want, maybe what you might want to try is a finer brandy than whatever your standard go-to brandy is. Go get an aged brandy, and almost any brandy maker will make an aged version. Over Christmas, I made brandy old fashions with Copper and King's Songbird brandy that was aged, I think, in bourbon barrels, and it was lovely. But if go a little bit outside that, if you want to get fancy, try a cognac made old fashioned. And then the other thing I would say is, it's because it's a very simple cocktail, use a good soda. Maybe get one of the many artisan or craft sodas to top it with. Or if you have a SodaStream machine, make your own soda. And then, of course, the garnish. cherries are a big part of our old fashions in the muddling. So one thing you might want to choose, especially if you have pride in your state, which I think most of us do, is Sol Boxer, which makes a really good bottled old fashioned, both brandy and bourbon. They now bottle their own Door County cherries, which are marinated in their old fashioned. So it's a Door County cherry that is already old fashioned flavored. And it's available all over the state. I also know it's available at Sendex, and because they're, and you can find them on their website and order them and get them shipped to wherever you are. If you can't, if you're not on that, I would say Luxardo cherries are great, but they're very expensive. Filthy cherries are pretty good. That's another brand. Or, of course, if you have some frozen Door County cherries, you can make your own. And what I would say is just a cup of cherries, a cup of sugar, a cup of brandy, and stick it in your refrigerator. Let it marinate for a month, and you've got the absolute perfect garnish for an old-fashioned.
Jeanette Hurt explores culture through drinks and food and travel. We're talking about her new book on Wisconsin cocktails here on Central Time. And we've been talking a lot about the brandy old-fashioned, but also you can enjoy a fancy drink without the alcohol. You call them spirit-free in your chapter in your book. Yeah. These can be just as good as traditional cocktails. Talk about the horchata cold brew.
Well, that's one of my favorite recipes, and it is a recipe that was created by Rachel Werner, who is a writer and digital media artist in Madison, and she herself is vegan, so she sometimes wants to drink something, but she also doesn't always want to have alcohol. So this horchata cold brew is you take almond milk, coconut milk, cinnamon, vanilla, and maple syrup, and honey or agave, and then cold brew, coffee. And you mix it all together, and you blend it with ice if you want it to be creamy and smooth and more like an ice cream drink that doesn't have any ice cream. But it's so good. And the other thing I would say with that particular spirit-free is you can get really creative with whichever kind of craft coffee that, because there are so many good coffee makers here in Wisconsin. And one bartender I've interviewed, he said, you know, I would say Wisconsin has better coffee than Illinois. And he said, you can taste a certain brew of coffee. And he's like, I can tell you which of the roasters it is from across the state, which I thought that was pretty fabulous.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, let's talk just as in our last minutes here. Wisconsin has a strong history with the ice cream-based drinks. You kind of mentioned that the horchata cold brew is similar. Those have become a little less widespread over the years. Why have these been so much a part of Wisconsin?
Well, I would say you look at the history of supper clubs, and the biggest thing about ice cream drinks is if you go, whether it's a supper club, a bar, or a tavern, and you order, say, a Brandy Alexander, one bartender said it's like a Harry Met Sally, I'll have what she's having kind of moment, because once one goes out, then 20 people will order it. And any place that is known for its ice cream drinks, they will serve up hundreds in a single night. And they usually come up with some good systems. I was down at the Hobnob last year, and they have these whole machines in which they have their ice cream drinks pre-mixed so that they have ready access, because otherwise it's the whole process of you have to take out the blender, you put in the ice cream, you put in the booze, you have to mix it up, you have to measure it out, you have to add the garnish. But at home, it's not as hard to do. And the one thing I will say is put the booze in before you put in the ice cream into the blender. That will blend things much better.
Perfect. That's an excellent tip, because we're definitely going for quality over quantity when we are in our homes.
Yes. Yes.
Jeanette, there's so much in your book, and we've just barely scratched the surface of it. I really want to thank you for sharing some of these tips for us and improving our at-home drink experience. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking with you as well. Cheers.
You too. Cheers. Jeanette Hurt is a writer who explores culture through the lens of drink and food and travel. And she's the author of several books, including her latest, which we've been talking about, Wisconsin Cocktails.